Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're coming off of another weekend of growth and improvement. Great weekend against the Gophers, especially Saturday. Where did you think your team got better looking back on the weekend?
Well, certainly our start. We talk a lot about just our compete level, our battle level. I thought we, on Friday, that first period, we just didn't do any of that. And I thought we stood around. We were back on our heels. Started with the very first shift of the game. I think they spent 2 minutes in our offensive zone, and that's just a tough start. And they just kind of built on it. And I thought we definitely didn't respond too well. But I thought certainly after we challenged them after the first period, they played much better. And again, we know we need to be we know we need to have really good gaps. We want to make sure we're pressuring teams both from the when they're coming at us, but also our back pressure coming from the backside, to trying to take away their time and space. And I thought that was one thing we did a much better job of as the weekend went on.
You got great goaltending out of Hannah Hogensen, WCHA Goaltender of the Week. It's not often that a goalie wins that award without recording a win. What does it mean to your team to earn that recognition?
Well, it's, first and foremost for her, I thought, very special, a tremendous honor. Again, in this league, anytime you get recognized as a player of the week, whether it's goalie, forward, offense, or defense, rookie, that's a significant accomplishment just because of the talent level throughout the league. And to do it when your team gets beat twice, that's saying, I think it's just, the league recognized how well she performed. Her save percentage was, 92, 93 for the weekend. Like I said, she gave us a chance. She gave us a chance both nights. Even Friday night, she kept it at three for quite a while. We scored a goal, and then I thought Saturday definitely the same thing. She kept us in and made some big saves, and again, after the difficulty she went through last year, just to see her come back this year and play the way she is pretty cool.
It's very cool. You've got quite the goaltender battle going on. Of course, Kerrigan's been out injured. What's her status, and will we get a chance to see any of the other two goalies?
Kerrigan's making progress. That's the best thing. Every day she was actually on the ice a little bit yesterday, just skating around. So to me that's huge, and hopefully every single day that's going to get better and better. And we kind of, as far as the other goals, we kind of right now our focus is on today. That's kind of been our mindset. Everything's focused on today, and we'll certainly look at tomorrow when the time comes.
You finally get a power play goal last Saturday. Claire Vekic's first career goal as well. I unfortunately missed it, but do you think now that she's recorded that power play goal that the floodgates will open for her and for your team's power play unit?
I would love to see that, Kelly. Yeah, for sure. Just scoring a power play goal was huge. That group felt the pressure, no doubt about it. I mean, it's hard not to when you go – last year certainly was an abbreviated season. We just had the 20 games, but still, you're the only program in the country that doesn't score a power play goal. I mean, people know about it. So just to get one and for her to get her first career goal against Minnesota, just kind of added to it. So, they've been working hard, like I said, all along, all the way through. They've been creating chances, and when you're creating chances, eventually something's going to go in.
Well, today you take on last year's defending national champs. They're number one, obviously, in the popularity poll, but also number two in the league. What are some of their strengths? What have you seen out of film that you need to be strong at?
Well, I look at their top line. Although they did make an adjustment, they put Watts with Pettit and Shirley, which certainly is a heck of a line. But she was with O'Brien and Webster, and all three of them have over 20 points. It's incredible the point production that those three were putting up. So certainly very skilled. They have outstanding defense. Four really really big solid defensemen and two other really good players on the back end. Obviously Kennedy Blair's an outstanding goalie. So they're just a very deep team, very well coached. They always present a challenge, whether it's here or at home. So, but we're taking the attitude we get to be here. We get the opportunity to play them, and our group's really fired up, looking forward to it.
Well, the Beavers have won games here at LeBron. So, what's it going to take to get a win here today?
Well, you got to get a bounce, Kelly. And like I said, I told the group, it's not always a team of the most talented in the game of hockey that wins. We got to come out. We have to have a great start. I think that's really, really paramount. We got to come out of the chute hard. We got to manage the puck really well. Certainly have to do a good job, like I said before, with our pressure both from the front and back. But also, we get the puck in the offense zone. We got to have a shot mentality. Be opportunistic.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in post game.
Thanks, Kelly.